Not only are Edmonton and Los Angeles meeting in the Stanley Cup playoffs first round series for the third consecutive year, but for the third consecutive year, we arrive at Game 3 at Crypto.com Arena, tied at a game apiece alongside Bob Stauffer. I'm Jack Michaels with Game 3 live from Los Angeles, Edmonton, and LA.
Off the draw, that's going to be turned over in front.
Hyman denied by Talbot. Rebound, score! Zach Hyman stuffed home his own rebound! And the Edmonton Oilers have taken a 1-0 lead. Hyman stays hot. That's his league-leading fifth of the postseason.
Here's a turnover in the offensive zone by Draisaitl, and Arvidsson the other way gave it right back. Draisaitl the steal, and he's got a 2-on-1 with Nugent Hopkins. Climb with the official. Shot save made by Talbot.
And then Nugent Hopkins had his stick tied up for the rebound. Factor in that play. Now Draisaitl with a zone keep. Nugent Hopkins, Kane shot. Save Talbot. Rebound. Backhanded out by Philip Deneau.
Here's Spence, wrist shot, save, Skinner, no rebound, and Nurse had the front of the net protected. Deneau to Byfield in front, and Moore's shot knocked the stick out of Skinner's hand, but he made the save. 4.5 to go in the period. Here's Kane from Draisaitl, rolling behind the net, trying to bank it off Talbot,
and then Draisaitl scored over the right shoulder. Leon Draisaitl makes it 2-0 Edmonton in Game 3.
McHugh wins another faceoff. Bouchard between circles. McDavid point blank tried to squeeze it through Talbot.
A second time he scores. Connor McDavid is on the board in the series, and it's 3-0 Edmonton in Game 3.
Rifles a pass across to Drew Doughty. Fired over to Anderson. That was close to too many men. Here's a backdoor play. Doughty finishes from Byfield. And the Kings are back in the game at 3-1. Carrick could not make a play on a backhander in tight. Moore denied by Stuart Skinner. And that was a clutch save turned in by Skinner, because all of a sudden that puck popped free of Carrick and out into the slot. Puck. Nugent Hopkins.
One-timer CeCe. Score! And Edmonton extends to a 4-1 lead.
Mostly empty netters.
Here's Henrique. Ahead to Zach Hyman. Left circle. Couldn't pull the trigger. Rebound jousted by Henrique. Still loose. Top of the blue paint. And Talbot finally stretches out and grabs it. And Janmark right now. Ekholm was plowed into an aggressive forecheck. Kempe to the net. Denied by Skinner. Blocker save. As a hard forecheck created that scoring chance. He's ridden off the puck, turned over by Roy to the net. Connor McDavid shot off the stick of Cam Talbot. They're letting him play now. Called icing coming against Edmonton. Desharnais had enough, and now we've got a pile up at center. The Kings are frustrated, and the Oilers, Evander Kane is now looking for guys. And he's trying to go with pretty much anyone. And he's going to fight Andreas Englund. They tie one another up. Kane lands a big right hand, a chopping right hand on Englund, who takes him down. Meanwhile, there's another scrum at center ice. Byfield is on top of one of the Oilers. Kane landed a couple of shots on Englund, who was the league's fighting majors leader. And Kane and Englund have to be separated. Byfield now watches as Holloway pulls Kempe out of the fray. Kopitar and Desharnais, and Desharnais chopping down on Anze Kopitar, who just landed a right hand to Vinny Desharnais. Draisaitl and Kempe still jawing at one another. Down to 50 seconds. Here's McDavid moving in left-hand side. The only time all season the Oilers have had a 2-minute 5-on-3. McDavid deflected home by Hyman. And the Oilers extend to a 5-1 lead. Kopitar, a big hit by Byfield on Connor McDavid, and this game is ready to explode. Byfield caught McDavid, and now Moore wrestles Hyman away, was trying to jump in for his captain, and now you've got Bouchard taking down Pierre-Luc Dubois in the corner. Those two in a wrestling match.
Well, how do
this one's about to boil over here. Now McDavid deep in the left circle. One-timer, Draisaitl scores. And Edmonton extends to a 6-1 lead. And he scored with 6 seconds left on the 5-on-3, meaning the Oilers will remain on the power play. Byfield kicked it in front and a save. Skinner rebound, and Skinner another save on Byfield. Two tough stops point blank. Oh, better than anyone else in the league. CC, right-hand side off the draw, Carrick. Brunstrom throws a check at him, and Dylan Holloway will send it over to CC, and that'll be all. And now Carrick and Brunstrom come together at the horn. And probably for both teams' sake, this one mercifully over. Edmonton gleefully heads to the dressing room with a 2-1 series lead after an emphatic 6-1 drubbing of the Los Angeles Kings in Game 3, a game that was Edmonton's from start to finish. Three first-period goals, and the Oilers never really gave L.A. an ounce of feeling that perhaps the tables might be turned because Evander Kane was able to tip in the fourth goal barely 2 minutes after the Kings scored their one and only goal all night.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.